Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour, prolific journalist and blogger extraordinaire Kurt Nemo joins us. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to Eddie in England, Michael in Little Rock, that's why I got confused with Patrick in Arkansas, and then Kenny in Louisiana, Jeff in New Mexico, George in Chicago, and Jose in Miami, Florida. We'll get to all of you here in the next 30 minutes. And I also want to get into some of the things that are happening with the economy, this bizarre X showing up, the subliminal message that's now hit mainstream news. Subliminals have always been there in modern history with the television, folks. That's coming up. An incredible clip of Rumsfeld just engaging in more doublespeak. This is the same guy that got up on Face the Nation and said that they never said the war was about WMDs, and he never said that there were WMDs. It was an urban legend. Of course, there's hundreds of clips of him saying it was about WMDs. We have a clip that rivals that coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go to Eddie in England, and then I'm told we're going to skip over some of the other callers because Jeff in New Mexico disagrees, and we'll go to him coming up in the next segment. But Eddie's paying for this on his own dime, so he trumps our rule of somebody who disagrees going to the front of the line. Eddie, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for allowing me to be on the radio station, which I've tried to put all over Europe on the Internet. What frightens me at the moment is Gingrich and his statement about Iran, which he's given to the Senate Homeland Committee. It looks as if the USA, which will mean Bush and Blair, are going to invade another country.
And, do me a favor, Eddie, speak up for me.
I'm awfully sorry.
I heard what you said. It was
you
just real
low. Go back over it again.
No. I mean, you're right. We have Gingrich running around basically saying that they have a death ray, they're more dangerous than Martians, they may attack us any minute, and it's the same crowd that just constantly lies and makes up baloney, but now we should believe them because Iran's going to use an EMP on us and it's all over.
Yeah, well, what it seems to me that's happening at the moment is that when we had our George Bush's pimp, Blair, saying weapons of mass destruction could be launched on Britain within 45 minutes. It seems Gingrich now has put the weapons of mass destruction on merchant ships, which can be launched against America and Britain at any time. So therefore, we have got to go and invade Iran.
Which, if it was true...
It's impossible. It's crazy.
Exactly. But which, if it was true, would immediately escalate us to that point? I mean, if our government, run by these criminals, does attack Iran, I have a question. Do they have a right to defend themselves? And the answer is no. How dare them when we blow all their cities up? How dare them stand back up? Because they's evil. Well, our government took Mossadegh out in 53 by carrying out terror attacks and blaming it on him, declassified, admitted, and then caused the Shah to come in and then caused the Ayatollah Khomeini. So it's our government's fault. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I totally agree with you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you said it all. Thank you very much.
Call back, sir. It's always good to hear from folks over in England. A lot of international listeners, and we love it. This is a global government. It's going to take people globally to defeat it and bring it down. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com are the websites. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a trust, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to a caller from England who's just horrified by Newt Gingrich running around going to the Congress and intelligence meetings. Just his evidence is, I'm Newt Gingrich, the college professor, the pumpkin head who destroyed the conservative revolution of 94. I'm the Bilderberg Group CFR member. I'm the guy calling for torture in police state. I'm a little twit. He had all those fake fights with Bill Clinton and all that. That was just a ruse. Again, Rupert Murdoch every week has lavish four-hour dinners with Hillary Clinton. It's all staged. The Bushes and the Clintons have been in business. Clinton's been CIA since 1968. Bush Sr. has been CIA since the late 1950s. Just like it's now admitted, mainstream news over in England, Tony Blair, British intelligence all along, back in college with the MO of the peace activist, the zit-faced guitarist. It makes me sick. And they put all these little ruses, these little chicken fights, and then get you to pick a side. And they laugh at you. But he's saying Gingrich sees Iran threat to U.S. like Nazi Germany. Ex-speaker, latest official raise alarm on the threat of nuclear EMP attack by Tehran. The threat posed to the national security of the United States by Iran was likened only the one posed by Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said, who suggested Tehran could be planning a preemptive nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack on America that would turn a third or more of the country back to the 19th century level of development. Ah, death ray. Meanwhile, just a few months ago, the chief general in the top three, they don't have a number one, they just have three top guys, said, we will destroy 200 cities if you get involved or touch any of our holdings globally. We are ready to kill you. And the answer of our media was to grovel and lick boots. But you got a little pathetic, backwards country with no weapons, 10 years away from nuclear weapons, no delivery systems, and they've got a death ray. They're about to kill us. Gingrich made the stunning statement, which echoes warnings of other congressional leaders and national security experts in testimony before a subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee last week. He said the extraordinary challenge that the current regime in Iran poses to the safety of the United States requires extraordinary measures to meet it. Not since the failure of the League of Nations in the 1930s to confront the aggression of the dictatorships in Japan, Italy, and Germany, we have seen a willful avoidance of reality. Thought it's you that avoids reality, which is now underway with regard to Iran, said Gingrich. There are lessons to be learned from the 1930s, and those lessons apply directly to the current government in Iran. And see, they're all going to toot their horns and say, see, we told you so, when those mushroom clouds go off, when that bioweapons get released, and there'll be a red-faced Gingrich on TV going, we've got to have the new world order now, nuke them. The president, I have launched strategic nuclear attacks against our enemies. The age of America is here. We will defend the republic by creating the first world empire. I announce myself to be the emperor. I mean, literally, this is what they're setting up. I've actually heard Savage, Mr. Wiener, go, you just wait till the next attack. We're going to arrest all of you and put you in slave camps. All of you, we're taking over. Ah, the dirty beatnik of the 60s lets us know his real plan. Just like Ron Paul exposed them all as the former Trotskyites. They wanted to take over then, and they're taking over now. So you think they're all in trouble right now. You think they've been beaten back. You think we're having big victories. Everybody can go to sleep now. Why, they indicted Scooter Libby. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, that's as phony as Libby's phony name. And I'm just tired of it. And then we've got another one of these neocons beating the drum, and it's all over talk radio today. Gee, what are they going to do with that EMP bomb? They're about to... Listen. The liberals can just shut up. They got an EMP bomb. I like that Gingrich. He don't lie to me. We got to do something about that secret weapon they got over there. Again, our government tested EMPs in the upper and lower atmosphere, hundreds of them. Over 20 in one night. And it doesn't do what they say it does. And Iran doesn't even have an atomic bomb. So they have satellites, they have helicopters that will look through hundreds of feet. Okay? Where there literally will be a trail, even if it's shielded from where it's been brought, where it's been moved. They have devices that see everything. Admittedly. It's ridiculous. The IAEA, see, either you accept total UN occupation, thousands of IAEA inspectors going anywhere they want, whenever they want, and the IAEA inspectors themselves said, we've never been given this much access. Anywhere they want to go. No weapons, no development, none of it. I say that's wrong. See, the lesser of two evils, the lesser of two weevils, as they say, is over here on the left. We got the UN saying, we're the good cop, we'll come in and take you over. If you don't totally let us run your country, you have no sovereignty. And on the other side of that, America plays the part of the bad cop. We're going to attack you no matter what you do. So Iran's like, okay, get your cameras, get your people out. We're not doing detente anymore. And we've looked at the lesson of North Korea, who got a... They got dozens of weapons. We're hearing they've got six weapons. Folks, they had dozens of hydrogen bombs years ago. That giant Stalag, that giant prison with a little psychopathic dwarf in the seven-story pleasure palace, literally kidnapping South Korean starlets and raping them to death. And then he apologizes to Time magazine. I'm sorry about all the women I've kidnapped and killed. I mean, a literal Jeffrey Dahmer down there running things. And their bosses up in Beijing, what's our answer? Here, have the factories to build cruise missiles. Oh, Israel, here, give them the plans to your new jet fighter that we gave you. Oh, yes. Oh, here, have all the new helicopter designs. Here, buy aircraft carriers from the EU. Here, buy helicopter ships. Oh, here, buy our... Then Taiwan asked for 1960s era old destroyers. China threatens us. We go, no, we're not going to give them to you, sorry. But these guys will swagger around their military uniforms, and I'm an analyst, I'm a threat assessor, I'm an intelligence officer. Why, Bush is really defending America. Iran's the threat. Iran's a pushover. And Iran, if Iran is run by these devilish extremists, which they aren't, then it's our government's fault because they cooked Mossadegh out and put in the individuals that caused this chain of events. Do you understand how Iran got where it is? Our government publicly went in and carried out bombings, blew up mosques, shot people. They hired 2,000 thugs and for a month burned that place down, handing out handbills saying, up with Mossadegh, up with communism, when Mossadegh, again, kicked the communists out, was man of the year in Time magazine 2 years before. Wore a suit and tie. Secular. Pro-West. And all he said was, I'm going to keep 20% of our oil money for the Iranian people. You don't get all the oil in the country for free, as BP's been getting. And BP came right over here and said, you take him out. And we said, when you say jump, Master Queenie, we say how high. And I heard that creature. Now, I know I talk about this every month or so because it's important. I heard Kermit Roosevelt on NPR from a recording he did in the mid-80s brag that he went in there with 9 other CIA officers and some British intel officers and a couple $1 million, and they brought that whole country down. Just bragging about how they blew up mosques and shot people. I mean, even the encyclopedia tells you that. Even State Department websites will talk about, and they're proud of it. I'm not going to be here in 50 years, folks, reading in some online journal about how our government carried out 9/11 and what a big stroke it was and how cool it was. I want to bring these people to justice now. They attack our own ships. They attack our own bases. They stage attacks. They've been caught over and over again. Let me just say this again. In Project Shad, in some of the last operations carried out in the mid-1980s, this is the latest stuff declassified. Now nothing's declassified anymore. Bush just stopped all of the basic declassifications, like 98% of it. Even presidential records now, frozen forever. You're not even going to get the Kennedy stuff in 2024. But the last stuff to be classified from 1985, from Project Shad, is in England and in the U.S., they'd take a young officer in, low-level officer. Do you want to get some time off? Do you want a week off, an R&R? You want to go back and see your wife and kids? Sign here and agree to let us test a flu virus on you. You'll probably get sick from it, but it's for the country, and you'll get a week off after you're done being sick, after your illness. This is BBC AP, folks. Okay, sure, I'll do it for my country. Put the young man in, lock the chamber, nerve gas him, kill him. Dissect his body, tell his wife he just died of the common cold. And here's the sign for him. He's a hero. He died testing the flu, and he's dead now. And meanwhile, she finds out, you know, years later that they actually dissected him. And cold-bloodedly, imagine just closing the door. Okay, we're going to kill him. Having the doctors to just flip the switch and kill him. Oh, we'll hem and haw all day about gas chamber and some murdering rapist. But, you know, so we kill our own people. So they killed some daddies and mommies going to work in 1968 on the New York subway. Declassified public. So we radiated thousands of American children and 110,000 Jewish children. Our government did. Israeli government did it for the money. So I'm going to trust them. You know what? They say we want to go into Iran. They say they got some magic bomb, and they're going to use it on us, and it's the same people that lie to us all the time. I don't care. You know what? I'm going to believe them. You know what? I'm going to go along with them. You know what? I'm going to believe them, and I'm just going to be stupid, and I'm just going to trust my government. And so what if Bush openly wants the assault weapons ban and is supporting Governor Pataki, who's trying to sue gun manufacturers, and if he wins, he'll shut down every manufacturer we got, and... So what if all this is happening? And so what if he wants amnesty and open borders? And so what if he wants a free trade area of the Americas that will make NAFTA look like a joke and its economic impact? And so what if he wants a trans-Texas corridor up into Canada? And so what if he wants to take all my freedoms and habeas corpus? And so what if he's for torture? And so what if his daddy's a drug-dealing murderer whose daddy supported the Nazis? You know what? I just like Bush. I just like him. He just wears a cowboy hat, and that just tickles me.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, Jeff in New Mexico says he disagrees with me. And he's going to go to the front of the line coming up in the next segment. Don't worry, we'll get to Jose and George and Michael and everybody else is patiently holding. But here for the next 3 minutes or so, I am honored to be joined by Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. Look, the holidays are here, and instead of giving someone a mindless gift they'll never use or never appreciate, get them a sports bottle that does 630 refills of tap water reducing massively chemicals and pesticides and cutting out entirely bacteria. So it's safe to drink and massively reduces problems. What, you can get five of them for $100. Knockoff brands of these that don't cut out as half as much or like $35 at the camping supply store. I use this in my everyday life, and you'll save the money in just a few weeks from not buying bottled water at work. It even tastes better than bottled water. A lot of major studies show, I'm sure you've heard about it, that bottled water in many cases is full of bacteria and toxins and actually kills people quite often. Just type in bottled water kills recall or bottled water full of carcinogen. Because they have these big filters they use at the plants, and then sometimes they break or have problems, and then all that poison that was taken out of the water breaks through and rushes into the bottled water you happen to get, and they don't catch it. The point is, tap water's bad news, bottled water's bad news, even though I still occasionally drink at some of the local brands I trust if I don't have my sports bottle with me. Sports bottles, I think, are the best stocking stuffers out there, period. Then they also have the 199 Berkey light system that does, I don't know, 10,000 gallons, cuts out everything to non-detectable levels, meaning an electron microscope can't find it, sits in the corner of your kitchen, small, easy, portable. They got a bunch of other specials and deals right now, and you're crazy if you don't take advantage of this. I mean, I really believe in this. I was buying from Pneumonium Concepts years before they were sponsors. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, hi. Thanks for having me, and I have a new special.
Oh, great.
And this is a very first time ever new special. And Jim just told it to me, and I was like, oh, yay, I'll announce it on Alex. Okay, you know how it's been five of the generic labeled Berkey sport bottles for $99? But we've never done, like, five of the real labeled sport bottles that would make a really good gift because it's got, you know, the label on it, and it tells all the things it takes out. It's real nice.
And let's face it, people like those. I personally buy the generic ones, but the bottles with the Berkey printing on it and
right.
Describing what it takes out do look a lot more fancy.
Right, plus, and it also tells you, it's got a little place, you know, that tells you how many refills and all that stuff.
Exactly. The person you're giving it to will then appreciate what it does.
Right. And they're normally $39 each, and Jim said we could do five for $135.
You know, maybe I'm psychic. You didn't mention to me that you were going to be plugging sports bottles. You've never exclusively plugged those, and you come out of the gates plugging them.
I couldn't believe it when you said that. But I don't believe you're psychic because I don't believe in that. So.
I was joking, Debbie. I was joking. I'm like Jimmy Carson, the great Karnak, with the envelope to the head. No, seriously. Tell us that special again.
It's five of the regular labeled Berkey sport bottles for $135.
Well, that's a great deal.
It is a really good deal. I mean, it's amazing. I was like, oh, my gosh, okay. I was real excited because I think that even makes it an even better thing because it does have the writing on it.
Now,
it's
what
the
do they
same
want to
filter
give?
Either way.
Now, exactly, but it's $99 to get five without it.
Right. Five of the generic labeled for $99. Or five of the regular labeled for $135.
And then somebody could go online to BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com and just print off the description of the sports bottles and give that with the generic.
Right, and we do put the literature in there. I had a couple of people call me and say they didn't get literature in the last group that went out, and I apologize for that. Apparently they had run out. But normally we do put literature in there.
Well, you can always just go online and do it. Let me give people the number. Folks, pay attention to this, and believe me, 70% of the toxins you're getting in your body are through the water. Your body is over 70% water. Here is the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or just go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them in the little comment section what free gifts you want with those different orders. They'll describe the different free gifts and tell them it's an Alex Jones special to take advantage of that. The best specials, the best deals you're going to find, folks, are the Alex Jones specials, often imitated, never duplicated. And there's a lot of other people out there that sell Berkeys, but you're getting it directly from the source, the folks that make them, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And you have a great Thanksgiving. But, you know, Debbie will be back with us tomorrow, so I can tell her have a good Thanksgiving then. Give her a call, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com or order via infowars.com. We'll be right back with your calls. Kurt Nemo, a ton of news and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nemo's coming up in about 5 minutes, the prolific journalist and blogger. And I like Kurt because there's a lot of people out there that get a lot of it right but get a lot of it wrong. And Kurt just continually is right on target. And he's also breaking the false left-right paradigm that's meant to keep us in our two respective camps. Two arms on the same Cyclopsian system. And coming up, I'm going to play this Rumsfeld clip on This Week with Stephanopoulos. I mean, Rumsfeld is just a real piece of work. Wait till you hear this clip where he says he didn't advocate the invasion, but then double spins it and then adds another twist of doublethink and Orwellian newspeak to it with a cherry on top of just incredible aplomb. Try to follow what I just said. I know I couldn't. But I'm trying to. When I start thinking about Rumsfeld, I start babbling and saying strange things and things that don't make sense because that's what he does. It's good because we knew it was because I didn't know what I was doing. Overall, because they didn't know. But it doesn't matter. I don't know what I know. I do know that I know that I know that I know what I don't know. I mean, it's just that's Donald Rumsfeld. In fact, we have some of those clips. Maybe you can dig those out of the cart. I know there's some in my cart. There might be some over in Jack Blood's cart, too. I hear him play those on a routine basis. Perhaps we should have a double entendre and and add some of these onto the end of Rumsfeld. But I'm told that this caller disagrees, so he goes to the front of the line here. Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, you're on with us. You disagree? You told the person answering the phones with my view on torture or something?
Yeah, as it relates to the Terry Schiavo case, you know, to me, keeping people like Terry Schiavo alive or Jack Kevorkian's patients or those who took advantage of the Oregon assisted suicide legality, keeping those kind of people alive is torture. And you were against Terry Schiavo being starved like that, which I think assisted suicide would have been better for her case. But she said she wanted that in case she
got. Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you like the National Socialists? Do you like the Nazis?
What's that have to do with this?
Oh, it has to do with it. Come on, answer the question. I bet my bottom dollar you kind of think those uniforms are sexy.
No, because they make you have a short haircut, and I've got a beard and long hair, and I don't believe in somebody telling me how I should look like that.
I understand, but I mean, do you like the Nazis?
I'd have to think about that, because I wanted to. You said something about Google, too. You keep, you're flipping in your recommendation of Google, because before you were saying to boycott America Online, something to do with they're against Second Amendment.
Yes.
But America Online had connections with Google.
Well, they all have connections, sir, and I've said Google's got too much power, and we should frequent other search engines as well. Thanks for your call. That's nice, changing the subject. No, I just said that because the Nazis were for eugenics. Look, I didn't bring up Terry Schiavo in months. I don't know what this is, but that's fine. If you say you disagree and you really disagree, you go to the front of the line. But this is very frustrating. I believe that if you're dying of, say, bone marrow cancer, it's excruciatingly painful. They should give you any amount of painkiller you need to not be in pain. And if that causes you to drift off and die and it's inoperable, then that isn't assisted suicide. That's giving you pain relief. Okay? But you were defending Jack Kevorkian. You don't know anything about Jack Kevorkian, do you? He is a pervert, sir. He's in prison right now. Jack Kevorkian lost his medical license twice because they would catch him in the morgue with dead bodies doing something that Jeffrey Dahmer likes. I'm not going to say much more than that. It's called necrophilia, sir. And I'll never forget seeing him on PBS with all these big Hollywood stars, including Tom Cruise there and all these supermodels, and these women were going, ooh, 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 literally up against Jack Kevorkian. I love it. And there were these demons, paintings of demons, and he's going, I painted these in tissues. I painted this with my own blood. I removed it with an ampule. And I'll never forget watching this, and the guy had green skin. Total psychopath. He loves to kill people, folks. He loves death. And guess what the demons were doing? I can't say everything the demons were doing. They had it on PBS. I could say it. I don't want to say it. Eating a baby coming out of a woman's womb. This symbolizes the right for abortion. And it's really demonic, folks. I mean, my image, long before I saw this painting of a demon, was the image I was seeing. It was captivatingly evil. It was what you'd call art. Oh, yes, it's art, folks. It got my attention. This green-gray-skinned demon lapping blood and gobbling a baby coming out of a womb. And this is on at 8 o'clock at night on PBS television about what a great man he is. Did you know that the reason he went to prison, they confirmed that almost every person he killed, every person he killed was not terminal. Most of them were mentally ill death freaks, and he'd take them into that van, he'd put a hood over them, and then he would just get really excited with that dead body. And I'm sick of that freak. And the government wants to set the precedent to get rid of us, sir. The plan is to force you to die. What do you think the cancer viruses and the vaccines are? What do you think the dioxin in the food's for? They openly want to get rid of you. It's like Logan's Run. When you're done, they want you out of the way. What they're doing to the third world in Africa. Nobel Prize winners going public about the stuff they're putting in the vaccines to kill people. What do you think genetically modified food does? I apologize to Kurt Niemel. He's now online with us, and I'm ranting and raving. It's just that I knew that when I brought up the Nazis, you wouldn't disown them. I knew it, because everybody I run into who's a quasi-conservative, who then claims that they're for eugenics, agrees with more than they disagree with the Nazis. And that's what Margaret Sanger, that's what all that scum is for. And you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm not here to be managed and to be a human resource and to be fed on and to be controlled and to be a slave. I don't like President Bush's initiative to forcibly psychologically test and then drug every child in America, with the drug companies in their own memos saying, we'll go from 10% on drugs to over 50. Ha, ha, ha. We'll make hundreds of billions a year off this. I mean, this is sick. So it isn't a right to die, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yes, if I'm dying an excruciating death of cancer and I'm in total pain, I want them to hit me with morphine. And I want as much of it as it takes to knock the pain out. But I don't want the doctors, and I don't want it codified that the doctors are going to be there and that the doctors are going to kill me. All right, that's enough. I'm going to go to you. I know you're holding Michael in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I really want to talk to George in Chicago and Jose in Miami. I really want to talk to Jose and others. We're going to get to you, but I don't want to be rude to our guest, who I really want to talk to as well, and that's Kurt Nemo. Of KurtNemo.com. We link to his stories every day when they come out over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So Kurt Nemo is no stranger to our readers daily. And he's got a really good, clear, concise perspective on what we're facing. So we're honored to have him with us. Kurt, I don't know if you want to weigh in on the eugenics thing. I don't even know your view on that. But do you have any comments on that?
Well, it's not much different than what the Nazis did. I mean, you know, if they feel that somebody's not useful in society, they get rid of them. Jack, you know, I'm from Michigan, and I know a lot about Jack Kevorkian, and you're absolutely spot on about him. He's a pervert. I remember seeing his paintings and just going, oh, my God. You know, at first, the way the media spun him, that he was the savior for people that were terminally ill. But then once you scratch below the surface and took a look at him, the guy is a sicko.
I mean, he really is a sicko. I mean, he lost his medical license for a reason. The nurses would open the door up, and there'd be the cockroach with the dead body. So it's just so sick. But that's not why we have you on today, and I don't want to get diverted off into all that. Kurt Nemo, tell us why you got involved. I mean, you've already worked in the media for quite a long time, but why did you get involved in the alternative media and kind of explode onto the scene the last few years with KurtNemo.com and your great daily blog that is, what, Another Day in the Empire?
That's right. That's right. Well, basically, I'm just a concerned citizen who has I can write and read. I'm pretty good at it. And I just, you know, after Bush got elected, I started looking at things, and, you know, I had to speak out. And that's precisely what I've done for the last 4 years on the blog.
There's so much happening right now, Kurt. I mean, where do you start? You know what I want to do? I want to play this clip first of Rumsfeld. And this is on This Week with Stephanopoulos, and then it cuts to people commenting after he left, after the interview on it. And just listen to the incredible spin. He even gets mad at the king of softballs, the twit Stephanopoulos, and then he clearly tries to say it wasn't his policy, he wasn't asked about it, he didn't advocate the invasion, as if the president's about to go to war, he wouldn't ask the opinion of the Secretary of Defense. Pure bull. Then he tries to, once he realizes he stuck his foot in his mouth, he tries to spin it, and it's just thoroughly disgusting. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Is it correct to suggest that General Vines or General Casey or General Eversade have ever asked for more troops and been turned down? That is flat not true.
You know, what has been happening as we debate the number of troops, as we debate whether to withdraw, is also this continual debate over the intelligence leading up to the war. And I know you've said you believe that it's wrong to question the motives or the honesty of administration officials, but I have a different question for you. If you had known that no weapons of mass destruction would be found, would you have advocated invasion?
I didn't advocate invasion.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't asked. If you read all the books and the things.
You weren't, but why weren't you asked? That's very puzzling.
Well, I'm sure the president understood what my views were, but as a technical matter, did he ever look and say, what should we do? Should we go do this or not do that? This is something that the president thought through very carefully.
Are you trying to distance yourself from the war with that?
Of course not. I agreed completely with the decision to go to war. And said that 100 times. And don't even suggest that.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, you know better. Look, the interesting thing to me about the pre-war intelligence is clearly it was wrong. It was wrong, but everyone saw the same thing in the executive branch, in the legislative branch, in the other countries that was presented at the UN.
But would you have been for an invasion if we had known that?
The answer is probably yes.
There have been two realities here. There's been the rhetorical reality of the Bush administration, which is, you know, the imperial strategy that George was talking about. But the military reality has been entirely different. This war has been an orphan since the day after we arrived in Baghdad. It hasn't been fought by the civilian leadership of the Pentagon. Secretary Rumsfeld.
All right, that's enough. Now, number one, I'm sure Kurt Nimmo has a comment on this. They fired the Secretary of the Army, even though he was a fellow Enron scammer. I mean, he's the guy who actually led legislatures through fake computer systems, through fake rooms, quote, you know, trading energy shares. It was all fake. I mean, this is one of their little crook buddies, folks. We're talking Legion of Doom, types. And he just said, well, I need 450,000 troops, so we're going to fail. And they said, fired. They fired dozens and dozens. Just, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. You're relieved, you're relieved. Because they said they needed troops. And then Rumsfeld sits there and lists these generals. Oh, they never told me they needed more troops and were refused, when everybody knows that's a lie. This is the same guy that got up on Face the Nation and said, I never said Saddam had WMDs. It's an urban legend. And then he tries to spin it into the president never asked him his opinion. Kurt Nimmo, I mean, this is just, do people like being lied to by this monkey?
I'm not sure they realize. I think that the vast majority of the American population has a memory of about 15 minutes. You know, I mean, this is not the first time he's been caught doing this. I mean, you know, he did it on a PBS McNeil Lehrer report last year. You know, he's constantly doing this, and I think that he thinks he can get away with it because most people aren't paying attention.
But what about the people that know he's lying but still just go, well, they've got to lie to us. They've just got to do this to keep America safe.
Well, I mean, they've changed their song and dance the whole time along. I mean, remember when they first went there, it was weapons of mass destruction, and then it was, you know, we're bringing democracy to the Iraqi people. So, you know, they did that spin. They saw that nobody really cared a whole lot. I mean, some people did, but, you know, with the corporate media in place, you know, the echo chamber for the Bush administration, it doesn't matter. I mean, people just don't pay attention. I don't think they really care.
Well, they better care, because the economy is being looted by these individuals, and the real elite is just using Bush as kind of the front man and the set piece for this whole agenda to go through.
I think most Americans are tired of the whole Iraq situation. You look at the polls; they say, it was wrong. We went there, and they just turn around and close their minds on the whole thing. They don't look at the lies.
Now that moves us forward to all these different known neocon writers and people who are known to be on the payroll of the government to put out this info, saying that basically that the Iranians have some type of death ray run by Marvin the Martian, and they're going to EMP us any moment, run for the hills. Meanwhile, China's openly threatening to nuke us, and Bush says, that's no problem, let's give them more of our industry. I mean, it just doesn't hold water.
Well, it doesn't hold water. I mean, you know, my first thought was, when hearing that, upon reading that, was, how are they, okay, let's assume they do have an EMP device. How are they going to get it in the upper atmosphere? They don't have any delivery vehicles to put it in our upper, you know, it has to be put above the United States and set off. And as you said earlier, it doesn't work anyway. So, I mean, once again, they're depending on the ignorance of the American people to, you know, this Freddy Krueger boogeyman of Iran and, you know, the evil mullahs are, you know, it's just all nonsense. And I don't think that they really consider the fact that most people, that most people don't realize, or they do realize that most people don't realize that this stuff doesn't work and it's not going to work.
But they tested EMPs. Back in the 60s, they did high-altitude detonations of high-powered hydrogen bombs. And it doesn't do what Hollywood has always hyped it to do. I mean, maybe in The Matrix, it knocks out the evil robots. But in the real world, EMP doesn't do what they say it does. And then we look at the other fact that Iran is saying that they want to be peaceful. And compared to North Korea and China and others and Russia, they're no threat at all. They're just on the PNAC boys hit list.
That's right. That's absolutely it. They're on the PNAC boys hit list. They're one of the next two targets. Syria and Iran is next. And, you know, the neocons want to take these guys out, so they're going to come up with any excuse they can. They're going to put this boogeyman, you know, out there. And it's the same thing with these so-called dirty bombs. You look at the experts on this, and they say, look, more people would die in traffic jams trying to get away from radiological devices, an explosion of a radiological device, than would actually die from the radiation.
Well, that's right. And meanwhile, the DUUs in proving grounds and in Iraq and Syria and in Afghanistan is the equivalent of 40,000 medium-sized hydrogen bombs. And they don't care about that. They'll use that all over the world. We're all being exposed to it. But meanwhile, if somebody... They'll have a national alert because an X-ray part got stolen. And, ooh, somebody might blow it up and somebody might breathe some low-level radiation. Ooh, we're all dead. Let's give our rights up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about torture. Let's get into Kurt Nimmo's crystal ball and what you think's coming up in the future. Do you think Bush will go down or will this all just continue on basically forever? Who do you see winning the 08 election? And we'll take your calls, folks, so stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Right to arrest. I'm not calling. We're going to go to you. we start the next hour, so be patient. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to Kurt Nimmo, a prolific researcher and journalist and blogger, KurtNimmo.com. Kurt, you heard the question before the break. Where are we going in the future? Will Bush be brought down? Does it matter? We know he's just a puppet. I mean, how do we stop these people? So what do you see in the future? What do you think's going to happen? And then what are some ideas you have to stop these people? And in a perfect world, what would you see happen?
Well, I'm not sure what we can do to stop him. You know, he's in there for the next 3 years. You got a lot of people talking about impeachment. That's definitely not going to happen. You know, Congress is controlled by his buddies, the Republicans, and so he's not going anywhere. He's going to limp through the rest of his, you know, his 3 years here. And I think that the neocons are going to push for these invasions. You know, they're going to push against Syria. They're going to engage in black ops in Iraq. They're going to try to destabilize the whole Middle East. That's their whole raison d'etre, is just taking down, you know, the Middle East.
By the way, you just hit the nail on the head, and most of the people out there in the alternative media aren't getting this yet. Our government and Israel have openly said they want strife, they want war, they want ethnic collisions in Iraq so they have an excuse to stay there. They're actually carrying out the mission right now, which is feeding our troops into an ever-growing meat grinder.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, I wanted to interject here. Did you see today that the Justice Department has indicted Jose Padilla?
I did see that. Why don't you fill us in on it?
Well, it looks like they're worried about the Supreme Court going against them on this detainee, you know, getting rid of habeas corpus for these detainees. So what they're going to do is they've indicted him, they've sent his case, a grand jury has looked at his case, and they're forwarding it to the Justice Department. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to prosecute him next year for giving material support to terrorists and killing and maiming people in the Middle East, which is totally absurd.
Now, they've had this guy for 4 years. He was supposedly going to build this dirty bomb, and he literally, again, like the guys at the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers in the first World Trade Center bombing, Padilla has got around an 80 IQ. That's a low-grade moron.
Right.
And it's just a complete joke. So out of the thousands of people they're holding, they're finally going to, I guess, indict somebody.
Right. Well, I see the good side of this is that the whole thing about them wanting to hold detainees is not going to work. The Supreme Court's going to rule against it. So that's one bright side to this, is that they're actually taking this guy out of the brig, and they're going to try to prosecute him to the Justice
Department. That's right, an American citizen sitting in a brig for 4 years.
Right. Okay. So, you know, that's a good side. That's a good thing is that the Bush administration sees that they cannot do this, get rid of habeas corpus and deny people their day in court. So they're going to try to prosecute him on terrorism.
What about government-sponsored terror? A lot of mainstream people are now saying that the government or elements of the government, criminal elements, may carry out big terror attacks. We have that White House memo that I believe is authentic, the Capitol Hill Blues reported on, where they're dreaming about how wonderful terrorist attacks would be to get their whole agenda back online. We have the PMAC document from September 2000 saying the same thing.
Yeah, well, but they very well may do something like that. It looks like what they're doing right now, though, is that they're doing these back-to-back or closely spaced terror attacks overseas. Bali, the one in London, obviously, and the most recent one that they had in Amman, Jordan.
Which just so happens to kill a whole bunch of Palestinian intelligence chiefs and generals.
Yeah, and Chinese students, so-called, from the Chinese National Defense University. Yeah, that was obviously a Mossad hit. I think that Mossad and the CIA and MI6 are working together in this freelance.
But, I mean, they openly run precision hits on their enemies, and then al-Zarqawi supposedly is behind it. Stay there. We'll talk about all of it in 1 minute. We'll be right back with the third hour in 1 minute and continue. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.